Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, it's not here yet, but by golly, it's getting closer. Every time I get this guy around the microphone, we have some updates about the new, well, how do you go tell it? The Great Big Performing Arts Center at Fountain Park. And Todd Leahy is with us. He's the executive director of this big project. And he brought with him an able-bodied, shall we call him an assistant? Does that sound right, Todd?
No, he's more than an assistant.
More than an assistant. Is he the brains behind this?
We'll go with that.
Part of this, yes.
His name is Mike Granis with a company known as Peak 2. So we usually start with introductions, and it's been a while since you've been on here, Todd, and the population has grown since your last visit. So tell everybody a little bit about you, the Cliff Notes version.
Yes. Born and raised in Spartanburg, have lived in Charlotte for a while, took on this role a year ago. In fact, this week I went to an event that's held every year, but it was the second time for me. It was the United Way Power to Thrive breakfast, and I realized I'm now going to events for the second time. It's my, you know, I'm in my second lap around the sun here in Rock Hill.
You're lucky to be here.
That's right. Yeah. Thrilled to be here.
Good for you. Okay, well, that was short and sweet. Now, you can have a little bit of his time, Mike. Go ahead.
That was good, though. That was a little more entertaining than I thought I was going to say. I'm a northerner, so don't hold that against me. But I grew up in New Jersey and worked my way south to D.C. and then to Charlotte area. Right around 2010, and so now I'm the founder of Peak 2. We're a marketing agency, and we're located in Fort Mill. We got involved with the Arts Center about a year and a half ago, and yeah, supporting all their marketing and branding efforts, and pretty excited to see where it's come to in that time.
Now, I always like to talk to people who have migrated from the north to the south. I like to ask them a couple of questions. I always know what the answers are going to be. Have you noticed a difference in your tax bill?
Originally. There's a lot of things we notice a difference in originally, yeah, that have changed. Traffic, that's the other one.
Yeah, traffic is, well, we're getting more traffic, got that. But anybody who's moved down here from the north will tell you they can't believe their tax bill, their property tax bill, is as low, mm-hmm, as it is compared to what they were paying in Jersey, New York, Philadelphia,
absolutely,
Delaware, whatever.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And how much more house they could buy, mm-hmm, for a fraction of the dollars they had invested in their former residence. Correct?
Absolutely correct. Yeah, that was one of the big reasons we came down here. A lot of our friends did as well.
Yeah.
And I don't think we would go back to New Jersey.
Yeah.
So
you don't miss the snow, will you?
I do miss the snow.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, I'm still a cold weather person.
Oh, my Lord. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I guess once a Yankee, a horse a Yankee.
All right. It's usually, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's talk about the project. This is going to be, it'll change the face of downtown as much as Fountain Park did once this thing comes. A performing arts, so they've been talking about this for years and years and years and years. And I'm not sure how it all got to the point of going from just conversation to let's start really delving into this. But it happened. Mm-hmm. And then it got to the point where we needed somebody to take on this responsibility, and that's where you were brought in.
That's where I came on board in August of last year. But lucky for me, they already had the relationship with Peak 2. They also had a relationship with our campaign consultants. So they had been building out a support team that I could walk right into and take the baton and start carrying it as the point person for this organization. Mike's group did a wonderful job of setting up our webpage and our logo and our branding strategy. And now that we are moving through the design phase, and as we prepare for at one point being an organization that is designing and building a performing arts center into an organization that is running a performing arts center, it's important to have a consistent brand identity and a presence in this community. And Peak 2 has been part of that work for the last year and a half.
So explain to me, because I haven't seen this logo. Is it out there for everybody to see, or is it just still hush hush?
That tells me we're not doing a good job of marketing yet.
Yes. There it is.
That's the logo in front of you. And if you haven't seen it, it's a colorful square with a lot of arcs around it.
Yeah.
But the logo itself really came from a mix of our mission and our vision and our values. I mean, the mission of connecting and educating areas, our vision of being this premier arts destination, and the values around creativity and purpose and engagement. The logo itself, if you look at it, we looked at the Fountain Park area. We looked at, you know, there's inspiration from the ripples in the water. There's connectivity within the logo of north, south, east, west, as we thought about how we were going to try to bring the region together. And that was really the genesis of this logo itself. And from there, we've gone into expanding out the brand and the story and the voice with the web and other marketing materials, and just really trying to get the audience to see what's going on with us.
So we obviously have a website.
We do.
Which is?
TheArtsCenterFP.org.
TheArtsCenterFP.org. Okay, great. You know, I learned a long time ago that websites are great, but there's billions of them out there.
Correct.
And getting people to pay attention to it is your next challenge, right?
That is our challenge. So after we created the brand, it was really, now we're building this audience. Mm-hmm. And to build an audience from scratch, particularly for a building that doesn't exist yet, and in a building that's been talked about, frankly, for quite a while, that's where our challenge and hurdles are right now. So the website itself is really just a destination for information right now. It's your typical brochureware website. We're not engaging audiences that much there. We're not expecting them to do a lot there. But we're starting to use social media channels. We're starting to reach out and highlight what we can be about and get people to understand the voice that the Performing Arts Center wants to have within the community, within the region. And so we're trying to build that audience there, so when we do get to the point where we're ready to get more public with our fundraising, that the brand has already been established, we have someone to talk to about it, and then we can get into building those experiences for people to come and engage with that brand and hopefully help us make it a reality.
All right, well, so you have an open microphone right now. Let's make believe I'm on the other end of a social media channel, right? And I'm listening to you. What is it that I should understand? What is it you're trying to build here besides a building?
Yeah, so what we're looking at really are other art centers within communities that are similar to Rock Hill and our York, Chester, Lancaster counties, to see what they have done and to see where they have had success. And so part of what you'll see on our social media channels is us sharing experiences and events at those art centers as well. We can't point to a picture of or a walkthrough of what the experience is going to be at our Performing Arts Center, but we can show them what the experiences are and what they can come to expect by looking at what some of these other Performing Arts Centers have done for other communities. So, you know, the South Arts Center in Atlanta and the Peace Center in Greenville and Carolina Performing Arts Center out in Chapel Hill. You know, they're all hubs of those communities, and the events, whether they're indoor events, outdoor events, or are bringing in businesses or you know, restaurants and food trucks, they're central points of the community engaging. And so we're trying to showcase that on our social media posts so people can say, oh, this is coming and this is kind of cool, and how can I get involved?
Good.
And I'd also add that at the same time, we're also celebrating the things that are going on in our community right now with the symphony and Showtime and all the other different arts organizations, to remind folks that we've got a cultural scene here, and soon we will have a building that some of those places that they choose can call home.
So for those people who would look at you across the table and say, why do we need this? Why do we have to have this? I know what my answer would be, but you guys are the experts. So how would you answer that to the naysayer?
I think it's an evolution. If, if you look at the town of Rock Hill and what's happening there right now, the development and the growth, and you look at the businesses that are coming in, you look at the communities that are starting to be built out and developed, there are certain, you know, legs of the stool that we need around arts, around food, around entertainment, around sports, that turn an idea of a community into really a thriving community. And I think what I've seen, and you know, I know you've been doing this for 30 years and been watching Rock Hill for 30 years, and I've only been down in this area for 13. I think for a lot of people that have been here, it seems like everything's been very slow. But if you've only been looking at it in a smaller window, the acceleration and the change that I've seen in this area has been fast.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's continuing to accelerate at a pace that this community is comfortable with. And these sort of destinations, a performing arts center, they're those destinations that can really help build that growth without it being an uncomfortable growth, I think. I think it brings things like education, and it brings it offers opportunity for the different areas of that community to get together without it being, I don't want to say an obnoxious type of lights and glam.
Right.
It's a smart growth destination, I look at, that adds a lot of value, that brings back.
It's another piece of the puzzle. We have evolved, as I told you before the show, 40 years ago when I came here. We don't have a roof over downtown anymore. Right? It's gone. We don't have a big old parking lot down on Main Street and Black Street. We've got Fountain Park, right? We don't just have Cherry Park. We've got the BMX Center. We've got, you know, all kinds of sports venues around this place. And this is just another part of the puzzle of a city that is evolving the way we are evolving. We used to be just a textile town. We're no longer just a textile town. We're not a textile town at all.
Right.
I mean, as I pointed out to you a little while ago, just look what's happened on White Street. Mm-hmm. My Lord. There was an old mill there 10 years ago. Look at it now. My gosh.
So we're the fifth biggest city in the state of South Carolina, and part of the fastest growing region in the state. And we are adjacent to the 20th largest metropolitan area in the country.
Right.
So we really bring South Carolina into, you know, a major urban core. But we have enough of our own stuff going on down here in the Chester, Lancaster, York communities. This is something this community deserves. I was looking at some stats over the summer. We are exporting from those three counties about $3 million a year to the Blumenthal portfolio of venues up in Charlotte. Now, most of that's probably going towards the Lion King and your huge Broadway shows that come into town. But if we can capture some of that back into this community so that people have opportunities here, that's going to really help the overall economy. It's going to help economic development. It's going to meet the growth that Mike was talking about. This community deserves to have something like this for its own.
And when we say deserves, this thing is, I remember our last interview, I was really taken back by the variety of things that would be here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about, I'll let you describe it. I mean, it's a variety of opportunities for everybody, professional, amateurs, right?
This center will succeed because it is for the entire community. We want it to be a K through college learning lab where students can participate as spectators as well as producers of what's on stage. I envision that we will be the landing spot for regional and national acts that are coming through the Southeast, but also for local performers that have been in this community for quite some time. The technical aspects of the building will make it suitable for spoken word, for symphonic music, for live music, for amplified music, for theater, for film series, for ballet. The list goes on and on. there's no shortage of what we think we can bring into this. And the size that we're talking about at 520 plus seats, we feel like is an ideal size for this community. There aren't many performing arts centers of that size within an hour and a half radius around this area. You'd have to go all the way into Greenville, into Charlotte, into Columbia if you wanted something like that. We're going to have it right here.
Of course, I would ask you, with the growth of population that we're having down here, I mean, almost 300,000 people in this county right now, which is well more than double of when I came here. Is that enough, or do you have the ability to expand this thing if it really takes off?
We do. The designs that we've been looking at, we have a lot of land to work with out there at the spot across Black Street from Fountain Park. It would be a great place for future phases to build out as we move down the property. And when you factor in Chester and Lancaster counties, you're talking about almost 440,000 people, which puts it into the category of between, you know, well, it's more than Spartanburg County. It's getting into the urban centers across the state. So that's a lot of folks. But we also want to be a destination for people that are coming in from other parts of the state and staying here overnight and coming to the restaurants. And, you know, with a sports and events center that we've got, a lot of tournaments come to town. And those tournaments are 3 or 4 days. And what if there was an event one of those nights for families to go to?
Exactly.
And I think that's the nice flexibility of what we're building here and proposing here, is that it fits the vibe of the neighborhood. It fits what's happening. So, you know, people may think of a performing arts center, and they may think of, oh, I'm stuffy, I'm getting in my tuxedo, and I'm going out to... If you just, you know, if you listen to the list of what Todd just spoke about with the type of events that we're having, it's going to fit in nicely. It's going to be a warm, comfortable mix with the cornhole, you know, group that's down here, and the brewery scene that's down here, and the generation of people that are coming for education and are just making this their home. It's I think it plays really well into the fabric of what they're building versus looking at maybe a more formal event that wouldn't fit in this community.
This is not a tuxedo town, I can tell you that.
No, it's really not. And I would even further add that the performing arts are going through a transition too.
Sure,
it is more of an immersive experience. It is more of a cross-demographic experience. So it is no longer a stuffy evening out with candelabras. And
just go to Blumenthal any night for any performance and watch people come in flip-flops. I mean, it's the way it is. It's the way it is. All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, Todd, we're going to see how bright you are. You remember the white letters over here.
I do. We're going to see how bright Mike is.
Mike is going to pick up on this real quick. We're going to say that out loud. Because here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, we prepare fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. And like you would know about in Jersey, where they make a good sub, they make a great sub here. And how they do it is in the white letters, and we're going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Alex, the turkey and ham at Substation 2 seem really popular.
Absolutely. They're all natural meats, no nitrates or added ingredients, 98% fat-free, only the best turkey and ham for salads and subs.
Slice, 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 garden, 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 Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, now serving Diet Dr. Pepper.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies. And we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Comporium is making free internet a reality, and you may qualify. Through Comporium's Connected Internet program, reliable internet, essential for work, school, and staying connected with friends and family, is possible to qualifying households at no charge. Comporium is pleased to give more people access to everything the Internet has to offer through our Connected Internet program, subsidized by the federal government. To find out if you qualify for free Internet, please visit comporium.link/ACP.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax with a certificate from Founders Federal Credit Union and maximize your earnings. Whether you're saving for a down payment, planning for retirement, or simply growing your nest egg, Founders has great dividend rates. Get guaranteed returns and the security you deserve with terms from 12 to 84 months. Enable Dividend AMP to transfer your quarterly dividends into your Loyalty Select account, our highest yield savings account. Open a certificate today. Visit an office or foundersfcu.com to learn more or apply for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Slice, guard.
It's the only way that Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice, guard.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We're surrounded by very intelligent guys. I think that's right. Todd Leahy, who's the executive director of the Arts Center at Fountain Park, and his able-bodied assistant, the guy who's Mr. Nuts and Bolts, Mike Granis from Peak 2. All right, so we've talked about the philosophy of this thing and how it's for the community, and we want everybody to be part of it, and we're rolling out, you know, the storyline. It's what we're doing. So where are we with this thing? Where you talked about a designer. We got a designer? He's working on it?
We do. The design group is Pfeiffer. They're a studio that's affiliated with Perkins Eastman Architecture Firm. They are out of L.A. and New York, but they are thrilled to be doing a project like this in Rock Hill. In fact, one of the members of their consulting team is Robert Long, who grew up in Rock Hill, and his organization in Chapel Hill is one of the two leading theater design firms in the country. And so he's excited to be doing something in his hometown. We are going through the quiet phase of our fundraising right now. We have raised over $5.2 million. And I was thinking of today why I invited Mike is what we're going through right now from a fundraising standpoint and a design standpoint doesn't necessarily translate over radio, but what does translate is creating that marketing buzz and staying top of mind as we are moving through the things that are less visible about this project. When our design team comes to town, they show us some renderings of what they've been working on, and we put that on our social media channels to the extent that we're comfortable sharing that with the larger community, because nothing is final yet. So there are ways that people can see what we've been working on through our website, through our social media channels, but it's the work that Mike's firm has done with building out our brand that keep people interested in what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it's an interesting track because there's the path for fundraising that we go through, which is going to be a long journey. But there's also that we need to accelerate and be faster on the track of bringing people into the fold and letting them know what's going on. And so, as Todd said, we're in a quiet phase still in some of the fundraising aspects, but we still need to be able to make noise on our side. And yeah, the way we do that is when we have renderings, when we bring on an architecture firm, when we have design, when Todd leaks little things like that we have over $5 million in committed funding, those are these little nuggets that we're able to take and turn into content across different media. Right. And this is the stuff that people who are not in the circle don't have access to and don't hear about and don't understand that this thing that has been talked about for a long time is very real now. Mm-hmm. And so if you follow us on social media, Instagram is one of our biggest channels for that. You're going to get a glimpse into the people that we're hiring, who we're working with, the fundraising activity that's happening, glimpses into what these renderings look like that are coming to us from Pfeiffer. And there's a lot of information that we're trying to share to get people excited.
Good. So we've raised over $5 million. Good for you. This project has got, what's it going to cost to build the whole thing?
It'll cost around $40 million.
Yeah.
And we were always planning on that being a public-private partnership, the public piece being from the state of South Carolina. The state of South Carolina certainly has history of investing in projects like this in communities across the state. They have not done something like that for this region. So we need that public component of this. But as I've said from the start, this is more than a performing arts center. It's a community asset. When you view it through that lens, the entire community can participate in some way. Obviously, we've got the fundraising piece that's our immediate goal, but on an ongoing basis, supporting this throughout the year that we are up and running. So it's anybody within any of those communities that has ever lived here or works here and wants something like that here, there's a chance for them to participate in this project.
So what is the timeline on all this? In other words, when are you going to finish the design? When are you going to kick off the fundraising thing? When are you going to finish the fundraising thing? When are you going to put a shovel on the ground and hope that $40 million is still a reasonable figure?
That's right.
With the way the numbers are going.
If everything lines up in a perfect manner, we would be finishing our final designs in the spring and moving into construction documents. And our fundraising would be moving from the private or the quiet phase into the public phase around the same time in the spring. Okay. So that when you are making large announcements about how much money you've raised so far, you also have renderings in hand of what this is going to look like. And you can take that to the larger audience. If all of that happens in that timeline, we could have shovels in the ground by late fall of 2024, anticipating a 24-month process. You're looking at opening in the holiday season of 26-27. But again, that's hitting some aggressive targets that we've got in front of us. This is quite a campaign for this community to build quite a project too. And we've got one shot at doing it right. And so it requires a great deal of commitment, but also patience on everybody's part.
So I have to assume that you have assembled a small army of locals that are going to go about doing this work.
Right. We've got a great board that I inherited when I joined in August, and we've built out a building committee that has been working with the architect firm for the last few months. We've also got a campaign cabinet that is working on our fundraising efforts. And that cabinet is not people – it's not filled with people that are excellent fundraisers. It's filled with people that know people in the community. And what we want from them is to open up doors. We want them to offer up names of people that are engaged in this community so that we can tell our story to them. We've got plenty of people helping us out at Carter Global, myself, who will ask for the money. We just need people to help us open those doors and be advocates for this project.
Yeah, you could just find out who they are, get their email address, and send them this program. You have it be all done.
Right. Well, as I've said, yeah, everybody I've spoken to is excited about this project.
Oh, yeah.
And now the question becomes, how excited are you?
Yeah, that's good.
When it's time to actually help us invest in this.
Guys, we've run out of time. I thank you both for the work that you're doing. Mike, thank you for
thank
being
you
part
much.
Here. And we'll get you back for sure. Todd, keep up the good work. $5 million, that's pretty good. Good for you.
Thank you very much.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax you with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Once again, fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week. Better than they do it in Jersey, I can tell you that. And what brings them in here is the magic formula that's right there behind you that we're going to say out loud together. At the count of three, how do we do it here? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.